Iglesias. Tere õhtust ka meie poolt. See eetris saade So Cool. Ja stuudios täna Pinball ja DJ Hesti.
Hey.
Welcome. DJ Hesti, kes siis möödunud reedel ja möödunud laupäeval mängis plaate Eestimaal klubis Von Graal passikultuur nimelisel üritusel ja laupäeval klubis Tallinn üritusel Sin City, kus tegid kaasa ka Artificial Intelligence ja MC Stamina Inglise saare pealt. Kaks päeva järjest väga lahedat ralli, äärmiselt kvaliteetseid üritusi. Täna aga saates terve saate ja kui vanakooli oma plaate ma üldse kotist välja ei võta, selle jaoks on meil stuudios tõenäoliselt kõige kõvem trummipassi ekspert, keda ma isiklikult tunnen, loomadust jungle ekspert, muusikafänn, kõndiv entsopüpeedia, oravad siteerides, ja ka interneti portaali rollthebeats.com üks asutajatest ja ülalpidajatest. Saate nimi on Soul Fuel. Nagu ikka igal esmaspäeval Raadio 2 lainel. Kuulan paar lugu ja lobisime hiljem pisut täpsemalt edasi räägima kui mõne sõnaga, et mis mees see Eesti on ja mõne sõnaga tema netisaidist ja kindlasti ka palju huvitavat ja haruldust muusikat. Nii et kui te oma makke veel lindistama pole pannud, siis tehke seda kohe. So, Mr. Hasty, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us a little bit, just a quick introduction? Who is Mr. Hasty? Where is he from? And
he is from Brixton in London, in the UK. And I'm here to play some old school.
Yeah.
Which is apparently what I'm known for. But yeah, I run a website with a friend of mine called Roller Beats. Which seems kind of popular, especially over here. But yeah, we're just going through some tunes, some nice summery things, just to play some more kind of obscure old jungle tracks.
Yeah, a bit more rare.
Yeah,
rare stuff, which you just
definitely
don't run across really often.
Things that people don't really generally play, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe you hear some things for the first time, maybe the only time. I don't know. Some of these, I don't think there's many copies lying around of. So. So yeah, some DJ Dextrous at the moment. So.
Yeah. And what was the track you kicked off the show?
Oh, that was Lloydy Crucial, called Southern California.
Yeah, and we'll be doing a special track listing for the show too, which you can find on Radio 2 website. So,
but yeah, man, some summer tunes. It's meant to be summer, even though it's raining in England. No surprise.
Yeah.
And it's been raining here, but we'll bring the summer back with our music.
How long have you been playing records, by the way?
Oh, 10, 11 years?
Yeah, and collecting ever since.
Collecting since I was about 6, so that's about 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, just going to play a couple from one of my favourite ever labels. Well, this isn't actually on my favourite, but a big tune nonetheless. Label famous for making an MB popular, called Rank. In my opinion, one of the greatest jungle records that ever came. But we're going to play two kind of obscure things from their camp. But two of my favourites.
okay, to old jungle music, we all know what happened. But what happened to M-Beats?
I don't know really. He just kind of disappeared. I think he got a lot of people got pissed off with him. Oh, I should mind my language. because of General Levy, I think.
Incredible track, yeah.
And I think MB kind of got dragged down with the bad name of General Levy because he said he ran jungle or something, and I don't know. It's politics, as we know, is kind of big in jungle, always has been. So yeah, it's a shame because he made some really good tracks. So
yeah,
this
is
being one of them, in fact, because most people know MB for Incredible, Sweet Love, and he kind of gets a bad rep, but this is MB like an earlier 93 thing, so it's good stuff.
Damn.
Very talented producer.
Music is an emotional thing, isn't it?
Ah, indeed.
All right.
Sinister with this one. Been playing some nice summery tunes. Time to put some Blood Clot in a place.
Who's this track by?
This is by two guys who are actually close friends of mine. Who went by the name of Jungleites many years ago. Really big with Brocky back in the day. They're kind of pretty obscure. Little records. They went on to make a lot of big garage or two-step music. One guy goes by the name of Sovereign now. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Sovereign.
He was pretty big. Sovereign, yeah.
Yeah.
Had some huge tunes in the UK. So.
And speaking of UK garage, I remember speaking to you before the show and you mentioned something about you being involved.
Yeah, we used to. Well, it kind of runs with these guys here. They They produced some tunes in my studio, and we decided to bring them out. So started up a small UK garage label called All Good Records, which actually got really big, and we had a bit of a problem with major labels trying to sue us. Which is cool, because we sold too many of a record we shouldn't have. Which is a remix we did, an unofficial remix of a tune by Pink called There You Go, which we put out and didn't really think it would sell much to start with. But then we managed to sell about 12,000 copies.
And at the next moment you noticed yourself driving around with brand new Porsches. And
oh yeah, of course, yeah.
That was a pretty good record, wasn't it?
But we got trouble in trouble for that one.
Yeah. Well, you're still here and you're alive, so... Alright. Kuulate saadet Soul Fuel. Ja täna eetris DJ Dice ja Hasty. Wow, vabandust. Pinball ja Hasty. Mu juhtmed on eelmisest nädalapust ilmselt piisavalt sõlmes veel. Ja kanaliks on Raadio 2.
Yeah, just playing something from the Metamorphosis label. Sampling a big old reggae tune called Pyro's Anthem, was massive back in the UK. featuring Shabba Ranks. Yeah, Metamorphosis was a label that was famous for the tune Dub War, that many of them know, a classic old hardcore tune that they later released. Plenty of really good nice 94, 95 jungle tunes. Good stuff.
So was the Dub War originally released on Metamorphosis?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah.
All right.
That was the second release, I think.
Okay.
Second or third. Go to my website for a history of Metamorphosis.
Yes, yeah. About your website, actually. Can you tell us how the whole thing got started? And...
Yeah. Well, it was... I wasn't running it forever. It was set up by a guy named Thijs from the Netherlands, who went by the name of Tarzan. And I think that it started in about 2000, 2001, just from his personal collection of vinyl and CDs that he'd stored on his computer and decided that he wanted to make a website out of it. And it all kind of came from there, and then as more people used it, came along to help run the forums and give information, a few of us got more involved, and so now it kind of comes along to me and him are running the new version of the site, which launched in... February? March?
I don't know. This year it was.
Yeah, it was this year. Yeah, I think it was March or something. I can't even remember.
And right now the whole thing has grown in size where radio stations and record stores are referring to it.
Yeah. It's amazing. I get all the time people coming up to me and saying that they use the site, and it's just really nice that the people find it useful, really, because that's what it's
free.
There for. And it's free. And it always will be free as well. So we're lucky that the way it's set up means that we can keep it going indefinitely without really
And it's not all about old school, it's just new school.
No, it's everything. And really, I'd like to make it about all types of music. But obviously, that's such a huge task and something that we don't know about either. So,
yeah, and the things you're aware of and you're concentrated on.
I can only really talk about jungle and things, in that much detail. So, yeah, it's good. I mean, I think it's good because it's so accurate, because... the people that work on the site really know a lot about what they're talking about. So we have a really good team of people that help and contribute information and...
Something you can trust.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's some people on there that people think that I know quite a lot about the music, but they really scare me by how much they know. So it's good to have those kind of people on board helping out. The site wouldn't be anything without the people that contribute and help us out, really. So...
The way internet works,
exactly.
It is best.
Exactly. I mean, I get people talking to me all the time on the net, emailing and sending me instant message saying this is wrong, and giving me their picture and telling me where they're from and what their real name is. And it's really, really good to have that input from people.
Yeah. Some of them might even listen to our station right now.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. I've had a lot of people from Estonia talk to me about the site, and it's been really good.
Nii, et kui teil on küsimusi, mis teil on pead vaevand mõndade lugude kohta või mingite artistide kohta, et kes on mida teinud ja mis plaadifirma midagi on välja lasunud kunagi, siis rollthebeats.com on see sait, kuhu teil kindlasti minna tasuks asja täpsemalt uurima ja mööda saiti ringi surfima. Ise olen sealt leidnud mitmed üllatusi. Ja plaates täna valib DJ Hasty worldbeats.com.
Just gonna play one from another kind of obscure jungle label. This is the second track on a 12 that has a really, really famous tune on that many people might know, called Coca-Cola. This is of Red Light Records, which is a pseudonym for Shut Up and Dance, who were, of course, massively famous because of Raven I'm Raving, which is a big old hardcore track. But yeah, they carried on making Jungle and produced loads of pretty good tunes, actually. And this is one of them. With old school hardcore producers making Jungle, this is probably one of the most famous old school producers ever for one tune anyway. A guy that went by the name of Lenny D'Ice, part of the D'Underground crew.
What's he doing today?
I have no idea. I think he disappeared years ago.
Every once in a while I find a record and start thinking, what are these guys doing these days?
Who knows, they could be doing anything.
Whatever happened to dot dot dot?
Yeah. A lot of people ask that to do with the site, where are these people now, and it's just kind of, not many people know.
Yeah, but you never know, they might just appear somewhere else.
Yeah, probably driving a cab, or I don't know, or in jail, who knows?
Yeah, in jail in Colombia.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, the man famous for We Are E, or We Are IE, was supposedly one of the first breakbeat hardcore tunes. This is one of his later tracks from around 94 on his Do or Die label. I don't even... Oh, what's the tune called? You Ask For It. Yeah. I should know that, really. And I think next we'll have something from the similar group of labels, the D'Underground crew. A tune that recently got a remix, so maybe you'll recognize it. sound of a track called Melody Madness. I don't know who remixed it, but I think it just came out. Some brand new mixes. They sound kind of pretty much like the original, but just a bit faster. But yeah, produced by a guy called Kool & Flex, who still makes tracks every now and then. But in my opinion, one of the best old school producers. Made so many classic tracks. So I've had a request to play this one. Looks like I've got a new fan.
Yeah.
So we got to find you a copy of this now.
Yeah, we have to. So this is obviously white label.
Yeah, kind of obscure, old, really weird jungle tune, but something I picked up recently, and I love the intro so much.
And one of those hundreds of white labels whose producers have disappeared.
Yeah, I have no idea who this is. I don't know. It's good.
Maybe someday Roll the Beats will reveal the secret.
I think we have very little about this one at the moment. I have the track names and I think that's it. So
yeah.
But it's by The Black Hand and it's called Whatever on Mafia Records. So that's all I can tell you. We know them now borrow gun. Papa, me here them a borrow gun. And they don't know if people see duck it. President, make shot lick at them a borrow gun. And they don't know if people see duck it. President, make shot lick.
Fabulous. Come in wonder. 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 Come in wonder.
The picture make me bad song. Them a rocks the picture make me bad song. Them a rocks the picture make me bad song. Them a wicked and they want Al Pacino. Them a rocks the picture make me bad song. Them a rocks the picture make me bad song. Them a rocks the picture make me bad song. Them a wicked and they want Al Pacino.
Come in one, come in one, come in one, come in one.
Something a bit bigger.
Yeah, this is a massive tune. Something that people always request, and basically if you're ever kind of not doing too well in the club playing jungle, just play this tune and everyone goes crazy.
Yeah.
One of Dillinger's best tunes, Gangsta.
Dillinger's old school days.
Yeah. His better days, I'd like to say. But
yeah, same here.
You know. He's made so many classics, this is probably my favourite one.
And this one was based on...
Yeah, this is samples an old reggae tune by Terra Fabulous called Gangster's Anthem, which is also a really good tune.
Nii, me jätkame. Meil on umbes täpselt 20 minutit veel saate, aga järgi mängime teile Jungleid saate lõpuni välja. Ja nagu spordivõistlustel kombeks, kõike teksti meile teile ingliskeelest eesti keel tõlkima ei hakka. See läheks liiga raskeks. Nii et ma loodame, et saate meie jutule pihta nii palju, kui me seda siin ajanud oleme inglis keeles. Kuulata saadet Soulfuel, Kanal Raadio 2.
Yeah, cool. Just playing a really rare piece on the Redskin label, which is kind of a very, very sought after jungle label. Track by Studio 2, who is an artist well known for tracks like Dirty Games, Who Jah Bless, who a lot of people think is Shyfex, who I can tell you now isn't. He's a guy from Tottenham in London called Tom.
Simple as that.
Yep. But this, I think this guy worked with Potential Bad Boy a lot as well. All these tunes were engineered by him, who seems to have made quite a comeback recently from what I've seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Bringing the reggae flavour back to...
Potential is in fire.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard some of his tunes. I'm not big into the new stuff so much, but Potential stuff is sounding pretty cool.
It is.
He's an old name. I think a lot of people don't really realise how long Potential Bad Boy's been around for.
Yeah. Do you know how old is he?
Oh, I don't know. I never met the man. I'd like to. But I mean, he's made hundreds of tunes.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds. Lots of really classic hardcore on Ibiza limited edition. Old labels like that.
Yeah, the guy is a favourite. Long time favourite in our show too. Wasn't he starting sort of new label recently?
Yeah, was that Jekyll and Hyde?
Jekyll and Hyde, yeah.
Yeah, that's the label he released on in 94.
Yeah.
Old Jungle label. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but then started
I think they had
one
release in 94. Yeah, and he put it out again. I think a lot of people think it's a new label, but it's not.
Yeah, the name, ring the bell on me.
Yeah.
Record labels every now and then didn't only have really good music on it, they only had also has really nice and simple design solutions.
Yeah, this is like a
like
classic
this one here.
Remark and Louis' old label Dollar, which has a pretty cool logo, but this was a huge tune. Ricky obviously sampling Boys in the Hood film. massive, massive tune. Always still tears up the pubs every time. Really popular track. And Remark seems to be back as well at the moment, from what I can tell. Or he's going to come back, or...
Yeah, he actually... I remember reading an interview where he was supposed to release an album. What did he released an album?
Yeah, he had the classic
New album.
Yeah, he had the classic tunes album, and then there was like an unreleased unplayed album of all of old school stuff, though.
And I think his brother or cousin was somehow involved.
His brother is X-Men, the MC.
That was the thing.
Yeah,
MC X-Men.
Yeah.
Stuffy, Rahvasuuret lemmikult, Conquering Lion, Kongo Netikambast, X-Project on plaadifirma.
Yeah, X Project. One of my favorite jungle labels, definitely.
The Project X.
Yeah, the first things of Rebel MC, Mr. Congonati, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah. Who used to do amounts of my stuff.
Yeah, still making tunes as well.
He is, but somehow none of those arrows hasn't hit my heart yet.
No, I think I prefer his early stuff, definitely. And then the Congonati kind of went a bit, in 1998, I think it kind of started sounding very similar all the time.
Yeah, and those tracks actually, they are played so much and they're so, yeah, their classic value is so high that they just need to be remixed every now and then.
Definitely, and it's nice to see someone still pushing the Ragga Jungle for all those years, because I don't really think, up until recently when the US and Canada caught on to the whole sound and started pushing out a lot of new Ragga Jungle, I don't think anyone else was really doing it, except for Rebel MC, who's been doing it for, 10, 11, 12 years?
Yeah.
A long time.
Still pushing it.
Well, yeah. We need someone to do it, so might as well be him.
Yeah, might. This Canadian guy. Are they Canadians? One of them must be American, I think.
I'm not too sure.
But I mean, Chopstick Dubblades.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys actually making some pretty cool reggae influenced jungle.
Yeah, Chopstick guys are definitely one of my favorites too.
Yeah. I don't know a lot of it, but I've been listening to it a bit more recently, and some of it's really impressive, actually. Some really good stuff coming out. I think I heard some tracks by a guy called Visionary.
Yeah.
Which is not...
Kind of too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really all-out Ragga Jungle, but...
It's pretty...
Liquidy-sounding things with some really nice...
It's gone pretty dubby, yeah.
Yeah, really, really nice.
But right now, some actual dubplate business.
Yeah, this is a... We'll just take this other one down. This is something unreleased by Dextrous.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, mine too. I mean, he's a huge, huge artist back in the day.
And he's also one of those guys who produced probably too many good tracks to count.
Well, yeah, I mean, whenever I play out 94, 95 sets, I'll have every tune he's ever made in there, which is a lot of them. So many classic records. But this is one that never came out, and I have no reason why. I have no idea why. As you can tell, this tune drop's amazing. The remix of King of the Jungle Part 2. Bad
and
boy
this,
tune.
This will be our last tune. Oh.
A good one to finish on.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Down. Yeah.
It's been a lovely experience. Always have a great time out in Estonia.
Representing UK Underground.
Yeah.
And Estonian National Radio.
Yeah, it's nice to come on National Radio and play these kind of tunes.
Yeah.
We don't really get a chance to do that back home.
Eani hakkab keele vaikselt saama 12 ja meil on aeg otsad kokku tõmmata. Stuudiosse olid täna teiega DJ Hasty Inglismaalt, mees, kelle käpa jälge võib siis checkida aadressil www.rolldabeats.com ja meie enda kodulehel soulfuel.blogspot.com. Me kindlasti kõik selle vajaliku infoga üles paneme, kus ja mida täpsemalt. Suur tänu kõigile kuulajatele ja neile, kes käisid möödunud loopäeval, loomandust möödunud reedel Pankroolis ja möödunud loopäeval Klubis Tallinn. Kaks suurepärast üritust. Ja vähemalt reedes õhtu põhjalt järjeldades passi kultuurile on ilmselt tulemas ka jätku. Ja mitte vähe. Meie poolt selles korras kõik. Hea tööd.
Kesköö. Eesti Raadio uudistega on eetris Birgit Itse. Mitu Eesti piirkonda võib sel talvel jääda toasoojata, kuna põlevkivi õli järsu kallinemise tõttu võivad sellest soojatootjad kaaluda tootmise lõpetamist. Eesti Energia otsustas õli müüa oksjonil, kuna vahendajad on süüdistanud, et põlevkivi õli müük on olnud läbipaistmatu. Oksjonaga kergitas põlevkivi hinna kuni 4000 kroonini tonni eest. See võib lõptarbijale tähendada 40-60%.